brothers and sisters, every time you come into church, you come before Jesus. The same Jesus that stood in front of Bartimaeus today. No difference. Absolutely zero difference. Think of the darkness and the drudgery of Bartimaeus' life, begging and blindness every day. What changed it? He encountered Jesus that shone his light into his life. That Jesus welcomes you into his presence here. In fact, he calls you here, like he did Bartimaeus, and he asks you the same question. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? In fact, our goal here is that each one of you would encounter Jesus in that way every time you come here. That's our goal. Today, I'm going to go through the very practicals of how we act in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist in the tabernacle. We'll put him in next week. And so it's kind of fun for me. I've never actually preached about genuflecting before. But I want you to keep in mind that these are not just Catholic practices. Now what these are the way that we recognize the reality that we believe, that Jesus is really here. We help each other encounter him when we come to Mass, okay? So first thing is genuflecting. When we genuflect, this is how you genuflect. You take your right knee and you put it all the way to the ground, and then we teach the kids to make the sign of the cross. It's just a nice faith gesture as you stand back up, all right? We bend the right knee because it's an act of adoration of God and of placing my life at his service, okay? In fact, when we have adoration in the chapel or with the monstrance, then you go on both knees before the Lord and you stand back up, all right? Now, someone told me, I said, Father, it's not the getting down that's hard for me. It's the getting back up. That might not happen, all right? If you can't genuflect, then you just bow and with the same intent of adoration and service to our Lord, right? Now, in general, the rule is anytime you cross the tabernacles, you're going across the church, the tabernacles in the center, you simply turn to him. And again, like I said, it's about recognizing that he's really here. He's real. And you would genuflect as you cross. All right? During, you'll notice we genuflect at the beginning and at the end. But the rest of Mass, we actually focus not on the tabernacle, but on the altar. So we'll continue to bow to the altar, the ministers coming and going during Mass, all right? Now, for yourself, normally, you will come in, as a general rule, you'll go to your pew, and you'll genuflect, and then you'll go into your pew, and then you'll kneel down to pray. When you do that and you genuflect, you look up at the tabernacle and you're genuflecting to him, his presence. If the doors are open, like before Mass next week, they will be, and it'll be, you see it's empty and there's no candle yet lit there, that means he's not there. And you don't genuflect, you just bow. Someone asked me last week, I said, well, sometimes we might even remove the Blessed Sacrament for certain events. They said, when? I said, well, for instance, the River Blenders and Sweet Adeline's concert at the end of November. When they come here, if people are going around church and they would not be genuflecting, or we're just not mindful that his presence is really there in the tabernacle, then it's appropriate for us to remove it and to place it in the Blessed Sacrament. You still bow to the altar, right? But we remove that. Okay, you genuflect at your pew, you go in, you kneel down to pray. The point again is this, to talk to Jesus, to talk to him. He's really here and he wants to speak to you, all right? Now, not that you can't talk in church, right? You come in the narthex, you greet one another, you welcome each other to church, but then you walk through those doors, you cross a threshold, remember? And here in this place, there's actually already a conversation happening, if Jesus is real. And so, you know, from one extreme, you don't want to be that person that you look at them and say hi and they give you a dirty look. Like, how dare you say hi to me in church? You know, like, that's not what we are, right? But then the other side, you have the person who comes in like a politician, you know, and they're shaking hands. How are you doing? And you're chatting about your week. And then they sit down and you start talking to the person next to you in church. If you do that, you're actually interrupting another conversation that's already happening. Because that person is speaking to Jesus and Jesus is speaking. To interrupt Jesus would be rude. So don't do that. All right? So we protect this space. Really, we're meant to pray. pray when we come here, to really talk to Him, right? So don't read the bulletin before Mass, please. But pray. What do I do? Like, talk to Him about your week. How has the week been that just happened when you were last here? Or take the question from the gospel. What do you want me to do for you today? Jesus asking you that. That would be a great way to begin your prayer every week getting ready for Mass. Okay? All right, next thing. Receiving communion. When you receive communion, I know you learned this in second grade, but for most of us, that's been a little while, all right? A little refresher course. When you come up to receive communion, the first thing is you have to fast for 1 hour before receiving communion. That means nothing but bread and medicine, things for health. For 1 hour, it's the minimum requirement to prepare myself bodily and spiritually to receive the body to me, all right? In that note, please don't chew gum in church, all right? It doesn't actually break the fast materially, but it seems to go against the spirit of it, as well as it seems to me just really gross that the juices from communion and the crumbs of the body of Christ would get mixed in your gum, and then you spit it out. That just seems very disrespectful, so please don't do that, okay? When you come up then to receive communion, if you haven't fasted for some reason, perhaps, or you're just not prepared to receive communion today, maybe you need to go to confession, or many come with their family who are not Catholic, but they still come forward for a blessing. You just cross your hand over your heart, the minister will say, God bless you, and then you go back to your pew, all right? When you come up to receive, when you get before the minister, the first thing you do is you bow your head. Again, it's just an act of adoration, recognizing it's really the Lord who is here. And then there's two ways to receive communion. You can receive either on your tongue or in your hands. And both ways are acceptable ways in the church to receive communion, all right? So first of all, just don't judge each other about this, all right? Both are acceptable. And if you've never tried one or the other, maybe you should. Because in the diversity of the ways, those are both good ways to receive communion, okay? If you're going to receive on your tongue, you simply open your mouth and put out your tongue a little bit. And the minister will place the host on your tongue. If you're going to receive on the hands, you cup your hands. We tell the kids to make a throne for Jesus. It's a great image, actually. Because when your hand is cupped a little bit, when the minister places the host there, it won't fall off, right? As well as the hand you eat with, I'm right-handed, goes underneath. So that you don't move the host back and forth. If you go like this, I don't know where to place communion in your hand, okay? You simply pick up the host with your fingers, place it in your mouth, and then both times you make the sign of the cross as you go, right? You need to receive communion here at the altar. You can't carry the host back to your pew and then receive there. You have to receive at the altar, all right? If you're receiving on the hand, I suggest you just look at your hand briefly for a moment. Make sure no crumbs have fallen under your hand. We believe it really is the Lord, the body of Christ that we receive, okay? Then when you get back to your pew, you go in and you kneel down and you thank God. Remember the story of the 10 lepers. We read it every Thanksgiving. 10 were healed. The one comes back and Jesus says, "We're not 10 healed? Why has only one returned to give thanks to God?" Right? If you would just receive communion and walk out those doors, in some way, you're not quite understanding what just happened. What just happened is that Jesus entered into you. You've received, Jesus Himself has given you the greatest gift that exists in this world, Himself to you. And we need to stop and to thank God for that gift. Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. Remain in my love." That's what's happening in those moments right after communion when you pray, okay? Finally, at the end of Mass, we leave. Now, I'm going to say this is probably going to be the hardest part for us to get used to, this part, all right? Because we like to stick around and talk in church, all right? But when the tabernacle's here, people are going to want to stay to pray in church. And so it has to adjust a little way the way we act about that. All right, we teach the kids at school to kneel down after Mass and say a little prayer. It's not required, but it's a good practice to thank God. I like to say the Anima Christi prayer. Or I would suggest taking a moment at the end of Mass just to stop and think, what's the one thing I'm walking away with? What struck me? What did I receive from Jesus today? So you don't just walk out and forget it. It's a good practice to do, okay? When you're ready to leave, you stand up, genuflect again, right? And turn to go. At that time, I'm the guy who's telling you to invite each other to coffee and rolls, okay? All right? I think it's a very good and necessary thing. But I would suggest this. Begin those conversations, do that, as you get up to move towards the narthex and the social hall. That's what those places are for, to stand there, to have your conversations there. And that way you're not interrupting again. There's a real conversation that people are entering into here. You don't just turn your back, sit on the pew with your back to Jesus, and start talking. All right, does that make sense? It's going to take a little practice this week and next week. Get yourself used to it, and we can be patient with each other in the midst, okay? All right, again, the whole point is that Jesus is here. He's here, and he loves you. And he wants to encounter you. As disciples, our goal is to help each other encounter Jesus when we come here. That every time you enter your church, you come before him and he asks you, "What do you want me to do for you today?"